This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go. Hour two commences, and it's going to be a delicious and insightful hour. And Super D, get a little bit of heritage happening for you. Your Italian roots are coming out today because we've got a discussion related to a number of folks that, you know, this is not the first time we've covered this. Remember, I think we mentioned it was in California, an Italian restaurant that stood up, put a billboard up and said, you know what, we're not going to comply with your ridiculous tyrannical edicts on, you know, mandatory masking, all that stuff, and we want to serve the people that want to be served.
Right. Yep, absolutely.
And I find the courage and tenacity. We need people to step up to show other people that it can be done. Now, of course, if you leave those people hanging, you know, out in the wind, it's easy for the government, the bad guys, to pick them off. So I'm encouraging you, as we talk about this subject this hour, to support those businesses that are standing up in the face of tyranny and risking loss of their business, loss of their livelihood, risking fines and other things that have happened. And this, you know, where are the people that have the courage, the moxie, the tenacity to stand up and do what's right by God? And I say it that way on purpose. And at this hour, I believe we have someone doing that, her family, and she's here with us now. Mary Josephine Generoso, you'll see in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, headline, a New York City restaurant manager goes renegade in the face of new vaccination-proof rules. We got a renegade on here. I'm liking this even more. And here's the headline in the New York Post, and there's a picture of our guest from Rocco's. And there's the headline picture as well in the show notes, and there's a sign in the window. It says, we do not discriminate against any customer based on sex, gender, race, creed, age, vaccinated or unvaccinated. All customers who wish to patronize, I think it's behind your shoulder, are welcome in our establishment. Basically, if you want to come in and eat, we want you here. We want to serve you. And isn't that what's great about America? You don't get to say, well, I'm sorry, I don't like you or the color of your skin, you can't come in here. But right now, we've degraded into somehow an acceptable status or state to say people who are not medically experimented upon are less than and are not allowed in because we're looking at them as somehow unclean. And it reminds me in my Jewish heritage of the way they treated Jews leading into the Nazi Third Reich campaign to eliminate the Jews because they were unclean and others, gypsies, gays, etc., anybody undesirable. And then we hear about the deplorables. We've heard these terms, and we think, oh, they're just, you know, laugh it off. But no, they're serious when you do this to people. But a business can risk fines when they go against the state or local health departments and governors and mayors, and in this case, de Blasio. So let's welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show right now, Super Don. She's with us from Rocco's, Mary Josephine Generoso.
Hi.
Hey, look, you're amazing, and your family's amazing. We briefly met your husband, Rocco, as well, second generation in the restaurant, or in this case, a pastry-type business. We're going to get into that. But we looked, and Super Don looked, and I would be remiss if I didn't start here to talk food first.
Yes.
Just a little semblance of sanity and deliciousness and detour from the seriousness of what we're going to talk about, if you don't mind. What you're producing at that restaurant, we're looking at, and we're salivating, we're ready to come over and eat right now. What's the history? How authentic, when we talk about Italian heritage, talk to me about how Rocco's got started. What's that history?
So Rocco's got started, I guess, officially in 1974 when my husband's father bought the business from a previous owner. But if you look at the history of Rocco's, it was always a candy store slash pastry shop, and we're talking late 1800s. So there was always a bakery there. Goodies always coming out of that establishment. And it's one of the reasons why this is a little upsetting is because, you know, we've got roots deep, deep, deep down inside New York City, and, you know, they're about to be severed, unfortunately. But basically, I mean, it was a pastry shop. My father-in-law came to the United States in 1956, 17 years old, started working there as a dishwasher, became a baker. After he became a baker, he became a partner. After he was a partner, he bought his partner out. And there you have it. We have Rocco since 1974. My husband and his sisters took over in 2010. And we'll fast forward to 2021, where we now have two locations. And we're, labeled Renegade against the Barrio.
Yeah. I just thinking about that history, going back into the 1800s, and of course, immigrants, you know, your father-in-law, your husband's father, working as a dishwasher. Up the ranks until he could buy the establishment. I mean, this is kind of American dream stuff. The ability to pick yourself up by your bootstraps, work hard, and achieve great things. And can you imagine if your husband's father at the time would be told, one day in the future, the city of New York is going to mandate that you discriminate against certain people and you would not allow them in your establishment. At a time with the transition, even in the 70s, racial strife and discord, prejudice, things like that were a part of the evolution and transition to a more, let's say, pluralistic and accepted society where we weren't all tribal about, oh, we don't like you because of this. And now we're in the 21st century and New York City, de Blasio is telling you, your husband, as a business owner, that you have to discriminate against certain New Yorkers that want to come in and get pastries? Isn't that weird?
Well, you know, it's ironic because the store in the Village is in Greenwich Village, New York City. And if anybody knows about the Village, I mean, it is where the gay community really flourished outside New York. So we've never discriminated. We've never looked at somebody and said, you can't walk in here because of your sexual orientation. It's kind of laughable that we didn't do that then, but now we're asked by the mayor to start doing it now. It's just very ironic. I think it's actually sickening. We're supposed to be in a society where we accept all. I mean, it's between God and their creator, what they do, what they don't do. But we're in a position to make that decision for a person or for groups of people, which is, again, in the face of it, I cannot understand how we are sitting here even discussing this.
Yeah, do you remember at the time, you think about a gay community, for instance, in New York, imagine if the mayor at that time said, you must discriminate and block any gay people from coming into your restaurant because what? The risk of what they called AIDS. Mm-hmm. It's a medical emergency, right? It's a health emergency. And of course, the outrage would be incredible. I mean, it was just the opposite. The outrage and the protests were about not discriminating against people who were getting sick with something, and I've covered that controversy. That's not our discussion today, but I think in context it's important because here now, there could be gay people, too, that are not getting the jab because they're like, yeah, I don't like that. There are a preponderance of the African-American or black community, in New York including, that are not getting the jab. Is there any discussion of, like, you want me to tell a black person they can't come in our store? And how are we then to check? Now, you've become the police force checking their medical records before you allow them in. What is the mayor saying you have to do as a restaurant?
So what the mayor is saying that we have to do is we have three ways of checking for vaccination status. It's either the CDC card that was issued, the app that was issued by New York City, or the Excelsior, another app that's available to, people in New York. So those are the ways, along with identification, like an ID, some type of school ID or license or whatnot. So it's on two different levels that we have to be checking for, their vaccine status. I don't really know how this is regulated. We'll soon be finding out after the 13th of September when it's enforced. But those are the three ways that we are supposed to be checking for vaccine status. So, yes, we are now vaccine police.
So, yeah, you have been so-called deputized to become a police officer to check IDs. Super done. Again, imagine you're running a restaurant and now suddenly you're like having to – this is not about alcohol sales to minors. This is about adults who choose to not – and you're like, who's paying for that? Super Don, did you think de Blasio should be throwing a little extra money their way to hire a bouncer to check this stuff? What do you think?
Some kind of special police force or something. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. And that's always been the problem in all of these mandates and stuff that these governors that have been putting out there. You know, it always comes down to the enforcement part side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like how in the world do you expect to enforce that? Really? You know, I mean, what it ends up being is neighbor snitching on neighbor. Is what is ultimately what it has to come down to in order to be able to enforce something like this. And now you've just created even a bigger mess.
And this should be disgusting to everybody of every ethnicity to say, I'm going to become a snitch. I'm going to now have to, you know, tell. Man, where's Spider-Man when you need him?
Who knows? But, you know, the funny thing about this is that, I mean, I've said this before. What Bill de Blasio has done is that he's unified people. I mean, this goes across every ethnicity. You're looking at the black community. They're against this. You're looking at, you know, certain
the Jewish community, Orthodox Jewish community.
Yes. I mean, that's the crazy thing. I mean, we have Orthodox Jews calling us, calling the establishment. You know, I can't eat there, but we want to come support. So they're actually coming from everywhere just to buy drinks because it's the only thing they can purchase for them to give away to somebody else. I mean, we've gotten support from everyone, everywhere, at all different levels, all different walks of life, saying this is not okay. Most people are telling me I'm vaccinated. This is not okay. A lot of people telling me I'm not vaccinated. I can't be vaccinated. I'm supposed to turn those people away? It doesn't make sense. It's the simplest thing where if others can't see how wrong this is, just at the most basic level, this is so wrong. It goes against everything that any American should ever be standing for.
Mary Josephine Generoso is with us this hour. Restaurant Rocco's, just a place I want to go there just because it looks delicious. But on top of that, extra, I want to go there because of their stance of do the right thing. You made my heart happy with what you just said, though. The Orthodox Jewish community coming out to support you, even if they can't eat there. It doesn't meet their dietary restrictions, and yet they're going in to buy a drink. That's what I'm talking about. That pushes back and wins this thing for us, for all of us. They can't enforce it if no one will comply. Or if the vast majority of people say, even those, as you pointed out, who have gotten the jab or jabs, and they still are recognizing this is outrageous. This should not happen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
But the threats are real, and I don't know how real they've gotten for you and Rocco's, your husband, your family. Have they threatened you with fines? What have they threatened to do? Shut you down? Public health disorders? What have they done to try and make you comply now that you're in the news as a renegade?
So nothing has happened just yet. I mean, we've had a couple of health department, I will call them minions. I'm not sure what to call them, enforcers, yes. Or people who have information. I'm not sure. They look like they were 16 years old. They came to my establishment. We need to post this sign. Actually harassed one of my customers that was sitting outside and said, you know, after September 13th, if you're not vaccinated, you're not allowed to sit inside. Meanwhile, this particular customer was sitting outside, and why they even approached him is beyond me. That's as much as we have gotten so far. But listen, the fines are going to be intense, because if I allow people who have not been vaccinated to be seated, and however they figure out that I haven't checked their vaccine status, if there's 10 people sitting there, the first offense is $1,000 per patron. So let's say I don't comply on day two and they happen to come in. If there's 15 people sitting there, well, then it's $2,000 per patron, because it is a second offense. On the third offense, if there's 15 people or 20 people sitting in there and I haven't checked vaccine status, it is $5,000 per offense. So after the third offense, I'm not exactly sure what would happen. I don't know if...
Will they threaten jail time, complete shutdown? I mean,
right.
You're at a time where the economics of just being a viable business are tough because of what's happening with the COVID crazy last year and a half. They're going to make it darn near impossible to function in New York City if they get away with this. And I know that you're probably not the only business doing this or standing up, but you're the one now that the spotlight is on, so you know they're going to be looking at you. And we talked a little bit off the air about strategy here. You know, we could beat them back, and the restaurants could go, we're not complying, and then they have to back down on it. But does that change the power structure for them to come back in a new way, a different way later? Or do you go, hey, why don't I do the private membership club scenario where you're outside of the realm of public health departments and other things and make it a private club and they have to be members to come in? And, you know, you have some perspectives on that. And I think it's great that we can discuss this because I want everybody to hear about the pros and cons of any of these options.
Well, I mean, when it comes to it's I think about a month ago or maybe more, you know, you read a lot, or at least I read a lot. And, of course, this PMA, Private Member Association, has come up. I mean, there are people who are very vocal about it out in Arizona. So I tried to follow it. I tried to get a lot of information on it. And, unfortunately, it's very vague. Because most people don't even know what it is or how to go about it or how to establish it and what it would mean or not mean for a business. So I'm somewhat in that same boat. Again, whatever I researched, there isn't enough out there for me to really know if it's something that I can and cannot do. It's very scary, obviously. It's the unknown territory. Who likes to be in that?
And MJ, I put it out there not to sell you to do it, obviously. I just want to have these discussions out there for everybody, because once they realize there's a viable, quote-unquote, escape plan from their tyranny, they might try to close them down. Oh, they might go, oh, man, we're going to lose all these businesses. We're over right now. And if they do that, and so they might behave better. Any number of things that could be a positive outcome, if at least temporarily. By the way, I don't know if you're aware of the private membership associations. They've been long in existence. And guess what? The American Medical Association is a PMA. Did you know that Costco is a PMA? The largest a retailer of organic food in America, interestingly enough, is a PMA. So it's viable, it's doable, it's not unprecedented, and if it puts the fear of the regulators to say, all of these businesses are going to become PMAs and you're hosed with your regulatory schemes, you better behave, or whether it's to do lawsuits against de Blasio and the government, which can drain you dry because they have unlimited funds, and yet, you know, you would have to reach out to the community that may want to support those efforts as well. At the same time, what you want to be doing is running a business, making delicious pastries for the people who want to buy them. And you're having to deal with this nonsense, this dangerous tyranny coming out of government, de Blasio level, at New York City level.
Well, when it comes to the PMA, I told my husband, you know, if what I'm reading is correct and seems to be, and what I know of it is real and that seems to be, I don't think any business should be opening up under regular corporation / you know, regulatory things and permits that we go through. Everybody should be a PMA. I mean, I really believe from what I'm reading and what I'm learning of it, that perhaps that is the way to go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's approval rating for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic has dropped by 10 points since late June as the Delta variant raises concerns and drives up cases nationwide. In a new Washington Post ABC News poll, 52% of respondents say they approve of the way Biden is handling the pandemic, which is down from 62% of adults who gave him positive marks in late June. Biden's overall approval rating has also dropped since June from 50% to 44%. 30% of adults questioned say they approve of the president's handling of the situation in Afghanistan, while 60% say they disapprove. CAL FIRE confirming that one firefighter died while battling the Dixie Fire on Saturday. Three other firefighters were injured. USA Radio News. Following U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, the Biden administration is now tasked with the challenge of getting Americans remaining in the Taliban-controlled country back home. While the Taliban claims they will be more moderate leaders, Republican Congressman from Texas Mike McCall tells Fox News Sunday he believes the group has not changed.
You know, stories of interpreters being taken home to their families and watching, you know, their wives and families being beheaded, executed before they execute the interpreter. This is not a new and improved Taliban. This is the same old Taliban they're reverting back to with the same brutal practices.
President Biden will visit New York on Tuesday and tour neighborhoods in Queens that were ravaged by the remnants of Hurricane Ida. The White House adding Biden will visit New Jersey, where at least 25 people died and motorists were stranded in their vehicles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I even informed my husband that no matter what happens from this point on, I don't think I'll ever open up another business unless it's a PMA. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's very interesting. It's something that I definitely want to learn more about. And yes, I do believe that if we could beat them at their own game, it's definitely something we should be doing. We are regulated to death. Everything about our lives from the second we are born to the second we die and even thereafter, especially in New York with the death tax, everything that happens to us is some type of regulation. And you know what? I don't believe the country was founded on those principles. I certainly don't believe that. And I know that we were formed as a nation under God, and we've lost that. So any way to get back to that would be the way to go from this point forward.
Yeah, we must remain open to all options, things that we haven't considered that are very foreign to us and maybe intimidating. Because you're right, a lot of lawyers don't even know about this. But when you investigate it, it's completely valid and legit. As I said, I just mentioned two that people would hear about and go, oh, they're PMAs? I had no idea. So it is a viable way to out-create the bad guys and maybe put them back in better behavior mode. But the regulatory state is the danger to the health of the people and the freedom. The entire health, so-called public health schemes and sectors are rooted in communist ideology. What do I mean by that? They look at you not as an individual. They look at your kids not as individuals, but as a collective, as a group. And if what they do ends up terminating their lives, tough luck, it was for the greater good. No, sorry, I don't play that game. We're about defending the individual in America, and every individual has worth and value. And right now they're telling the individuals who have not succumbed to the fear porn of COVID scamdemics and have not gotten this experimental jab, are suddenly now less than human or dangerous. And it didn't work when they tried to tell everybody. And there were people in the conservative side that didn't want gay people to come into businesses. That's true. They were afraid. But fear is causing people to do stupid things, unconscionable things, including local governments like New York City government and de Blasio, to basically rain down a tyrannical rule that makes you a gateway police for those who are allowed to engage in normal retail commerce with a business providing a good or a service that people want freely, voluntarily, not through coercion, deception, and fraud. And especially one with the history of the immigrant dream to own a business, to establish a business. You say you now have two locations, Brooklyn and the Village?
Yes, we have two locations. We have a location in Manhattan, that's the original. In 2010, we expanded into wholesale, which actually became part of our Brooklyn location. And then we opened to retail, I think it was in 2013. You know, we just decided, why not? It works in Manhattan. Why won't it work in Brooklyn? The retail has really taken off. And, you know, look, this is – I never expected that we'd be sitting here having a conversation about being – Now checking for a vaccine before a customer can enter and dine. I mean, there's a service that's provided. That service is pastries and some food, and any American should be able to access that. And based on a vaccine, based on the status of a vaccine, we are now making, you know, the unvaccinated the lepers of society. You're right. Maybe in 2016 when Hillary Clinton called us deplorables, that was the plan all along, right? Demonize these people, make them feel like they're not part of society, make us feel like, you know, we're inept. You know, we're not going with the flow. We should be vaccinated. Come on, you have to be vaccinated to, you know, to have a meal. You know, what's the big deal? Now to go to college and then to go to school. This is not the United States of America. I keep on coming back to that. And I really hope that we can do something here in New York, being vocal enough and enough people really realizing what's at stake, and we get businesses to comply and people not to comply. I'm sorry, getting businesses not to comply with de Blasio.
Right.
And, you know, joining this side of the fence, so to speak.
I'm looking at your website, and it's Pasticceria. I'm saying it better. Pasticceria Rocco. I'm learning, .com, and Super Don's got it linked up in the show notes, and it goes to the history you've let us in on from 1956. That's an amazing story. 17-year-old Italian immigrant stepped off the boat, right? And years later, he owns the bakery, and now it's passed on to his son, your husband, and the family is working with it. And now threatened, that very business that has been there in the city since the 1950s, threatened, its existence perhaps threatened, because you're unwilling to discriminate and segregate. Just astonishing what we're talking about here, that we have to even discuss this. It's disgusting. And I'm just happy to hear that all the different various groups, if you call them, tribes in New York City, of which there are many, whether it be Jewish, Italian, the black folks, whatever it is, coming together and saying, no, we will not let this stand. And there's the next question I have for you, MJ. Is there a you know, businesses coming together type meeting and strategizing how we all stand together to push back? Because it's not just the individual people need to stand up. It's the businesses themselves that say, we will not comply, not just Rocco's.
There are businesses that are joined together in a suit against de Blasio. There have been meetings. Unfortunately, it's not enough. I mean, de Blasio goes so far as to say that if you're a restaurant owner, a gym owner, and a bar owner, you have to be vaccinated. Since when do I work for the city of New York? There isn't even an option for us to submit to a weekly COVID test. We have to be vaccinated or we have to fire ourselves. I mean, without myself, my husband, my sister-in-law, there is no Rocco's. So we can't fire ourselves. We have to continue to work. I mean, it's insanity. And I don't know what other business owners are doing. I understand they are afraid. Not enough of us are coming together. We need to stand together. We need to be united. We need to be a united force against de Blasio, against this mandate. I mean, if New York falls, I keep saying this over and over again, the whole country falls. We have to stop it here. We cannot let it go forward. And I implore every business out there throughout the country, this is coming for you. I mean, you've seen what they have done in such a small amount of time. Look at what Biden has done in Afghanistan. Honestly, it's a disgrace. And this is the same people. These are the same Democrats, the same progressives, the same people that are running the city of New York. If you don't think de Blasio is the same as Biden, there's a problem. It's all going to fall apart, and we will not have a country if we do not stand up against this. It starts with the businesses, and unfortunately, they are not seeing it. We cannot stop this unless we are unified.
You should be more afraid, businesses in New York City and elsewhere, of the tyranny that would manifest everywhere should New York fall, potentially, as to your point. Rather than the fear of retribution right now, temporarily, how about the fear of your children, for your children, living in a state of tyranny that you read about in the history books out of Nazi Germany or Italy under Mussolini, for instance, to speak Italian in that sense?
Well, somebody's daughter could be Anne Frank right now.
Yeah.
Somebody's daughter, I read that book over and over and over again as a child. And every time it came to the page where I knew she was going to be found, I prayed that the page wouldn't exist. People have to understand that somebody's daughter can be Anne Frank right now.
Yeah, you're going to be hiding unvaccinated children to keep them safe under the floorboards in Brooklyn, in the village, from de Blasio or whoever follows de Blasio. And, this is, again, another reason why people need to read this book by my good buddy Jonathan Emord, The Authoritarians. Because this goes into the history of progressivism and how we got here. It didn't happen overnight just with de Blasio or Biden. We're talking about from the 19th century to the present, this assault on our freedoms has occurred. And there are some Republicans that I call out as progressives as well. So it's not exclusively Democrat, although it tends to be dominated at this point, certainly within New York and L.A. type politics. So is there a group or a website that we can shout out or let the businesses that might hear this show in New York and elsewhere, where they can come together and meet either in person or on Zoom or something, where you guys can strategize and stand up and get together and get organized to say, we will not comply, and they can't go after everybody?
Well, I mean, we have been, the best way, honestly, has been Instagram, believe it or not. You can direct message my husband, Rocco. It's at Rocco's Pastry. We have gotten back to everybody that's contacted us. You can call, you can go to the website, you can make a phone call. I have taken every single phone call. I've returned every single email. Anybody that's tried to reach us, we will get back to you. I mean, I've had just yesterday, somebody from Times Square, a Korean health restaurant, actually contacted me, and he's on board. So we are getting reach out slowly. It's not coordinated enough, but as soon as anybody contacts us, We will get them together, and, we need to stand up against this.
I'm trying to, right now as you say this, I'm trying to find you on Instagram. I'm not the best at it.
Rocco's Pastry?
Yeah, is it all one word mushed together?
Yes.
Okay, that helps. I'm going to look it up, and I'm going to make sure that we're connected there as well. I see it. Pasticceria Rocco, found it. All right, let me follow you right now. We got it. We're connected. So that's a way to reach out for those of you who use that app. Are you engaged in any of the Telegram app interface, because that's been a good place where a lot of these groups, like you're talking about in other cities, are meeting and coming together on an ongoing basis?
Not yet, and we need to be, and we will be. I mean, this has been, the barrage of support that we got in the beginning, and I mean, I was pulled in so many different directions with the media and just people wanting to come out, meet me, speak to me. I mean, we were flooded in every sense of the word. Our business like shot up amazingly. The support from people across the globe, in the country, outside of the city, in the city. So it's been really difficult because I'm just trying to absorb all the information, and we've become a lot better at being a little bit more streamlined now. I mean, it's a few weeks in, so, you know, we have direction, and we will be doing that. We will be getting together on Telegram because, you know, God knows what will happen with Instagram.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. Hey, I got to pause for a moment. Can we talk a little restaurant stuff in just a sec? A little bit about the business itself. I'm fascinated as well by that side of it. And stand by. MJ's going to be stick around with us. I just want to do a quick shout out. Of course, they're Pasticherio. I can't say it even now. Pasticherio.
Pasticherio.
Araco.com. I've got it linked up. The history there. It's just fantastic. If you're in the New York City area, by all means, send them your support and love and try to recruit other businesses to stand up. Now, in the show notes, we've got links up as well to many of our friends that support us, good businesses that believe in freedom, that are not afraid of standing up for individual liberty. And that includes, I mentioned, our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health, but it also includes our friends that are providing the thing that's keeping me sane through all of this, Nutritional Frontiers and their certified organic U.S.-grown hemp CBD extracts. You know, as my blood boils, I was like, oh, man, give me some CBD. I need some cannabidiol. Certified organic U.S.-grown, critically extracted. They're so clean that the farmers will not even drive diesel trucks through the crops. They want to hand pick this stuff.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Keep in touch with us because we will be following you on what's going on here and anything we can do to support you.
Yeah.
In this effort, you've got an open door.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, we intend to fight this. I don't know what that fight is going to look like. Obviously, it's going to be a financial strain, but I cannot imagine doing business under these guidelines, rules, and restrictions. It's not what we signed up for. And, you know, this is bigger than business. It's about the country. And that's what I'm looking to save right now. So I'm going to do everything in my power.
It just occurred to me. What about that buddy guy in Hoboken? Is it across the river?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy what they did to him. I mean, a couple of days ago, I read he put something out on Twitter that they pierced his corporate veil. I mean, they basically didn't stop at his business accounts. They went after him and his partner personally.
Please, and I apologize. I know we weren't going to talk. I didn't even know we were going to talk about this, but that buddy, what's his name? He's been on TV for years. The pastry guy, right?
Oh, you're talking about Cake Boss, yes.
That guy, because I apologize. I know there's a lot of folks, but tell me first about this incident you're bringing up because I wasn't aware of it.
So the gym owner, I mean, if your audience knows,
you're talking about the gym in New Jersey?
Achilles Gym. Yes, Achilles yes. Gym, yes, is that correct? Yes, yes. Out of New Jersey.
Right.
He defied the governor during COVID and basically kept his gym open. And, you know, he was fined in excess of $15,000 a day for every day that he was open during COVID. I think he was open for 4 months in total. So do the math. That's a huge number. Well, he didn't pay any of the fines. And what they did was I think a judge ruled a few days ago that he is now personally liable for that, even though he's an LLC. So basically, you know, you're supposed to be protected under a corporation,
right,
but they went after him and his partner personally.
They're vicious, and I hope that there are attorneys out there that are willing to take on this up on appeal and push back against this tyranny. So thank you for, again, I forgot the names involved, but that Cake Boss now guy,
yeah,
very famous probably done very wealthy. I don't know where he stands on this, but as an Italian American and another bakery, you'd think he'd want to stand up for a bakery that's not discriminating.
Well, guess what? I thought I had many friends in the gym realm, and I thought I had many friends in the restaurant realm. And, you know, they've all quietly come to me and said, I'm so proud of you. But publicly, and to be as defiant as I am, they basically call me crazy. They told me, just comply. You know, this is a death sentence. Why are you doing this? And when I try to explain to them, do you not see that this is much bigger than just a business? It's about our freedoms. I think either their eyes haven't been opened up yet, or they don't want to, you know, they won't fight. I mean, we all wanted to do the right thing to come out of COVID. And I think some people are still in that mindset. They're just not seeing what's happening. And I don't know how much I can do to wake them up, but I'm hoping that being this vocal will help people who are on the fence see it.
Well, you let me know if any point in time you want me to call them up and give them my opinion on what they could and should be doing to support you and to stand up with you. Because if they all stand up with you, there is no way you can lose, folks.
I know that.
And again, that's the living example that you and your family are. Thank you once again, MJ, for being here. And big hugs to you and your family as well.
Thank you.
And I'm glad to hear the community. There are people out there supporting you, but we need more of that. And we'll stay in touch and let us know if we need to put out any word on your behalf or the businesses up there we're wanting to support as well.
Okay, we will. Thank you. I mean, if anybody wants to give any type of financial support, we do have a Give, Send, Go. We put that up on Instagram. I mean, we have the GoFundMe. We have my Zelle. You know, we anticipate the fines coming. We're looking into legal remedies right now. It's really tough with the legal remedies because, you know, under the guise of an emergency, you know, I guess anything goes, unfortunately. And yeah, we have to make sure that we can be protected and we fight this mandate.
All right. For those of you who are not in New York and can't stand up with them physically, how about supporting them a little economics through the GiveSendGo.com. We have it linked up. Super, don't add that into the mix as well. All right, MJ, I don't want to hold you anymore. I know how busy you are, but I pray that you get a lot more publicity that's positive. I know that even technically negative publicity is not really bad because it will bring more people to the cause that are outraged as I am, as many of us are, and as you are. And I thank you for what you're doing. And we'll, again, stay in touch as this evolves, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
You got it. All right. What a profound, important interview today to help you, inspire you to stand up as a business wherever you are, especially in New York City right now. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.